מלחמה. בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח. בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח.
Preparation to the lesson from the writings of Baal HaSulam, letter 1. Everyone believes in private providence, but do not adhere to it at all. The reason is that an alien and false thought cannot be ascribed to the Creator, who is the epitome of the good that doth good. However, only to the true workers of God does the knowledge of private providence open, that He caused all the reasons that preceded it, both good and bad. Then they are cohesive with private providence, for all who are connected to the pure are pure. Since the guardian is united with its guarded, there is no apparent division between bad and good. They are all loved and all clear, for they are all carriers of God's vessels, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. It is known by instinct, and to that extent they have knowledge from the end that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of God's vessels. He has prepared them, from His mouth they've come, and at the end of correction it will be known to all. However, in between it is a long and threatening exile. The biggest trouble is that when one sees some wrongful action, he falls from his degree, clings to the famous lie, and forgets that he is like an axe in the hand of the cutter. Instead, one thinks of oneself as the owner of this act and forgets the reason for all consequences from whom everything comes, and that there is no other operator in the world but him.
As we learn that all of creation is a desire to receive existence from absence, which is in the upper light, the bestowal, love, the force of love and bestowal, which is in complete rest, which is constant, without any changes. And all of the changes are in the desire to receive alone. And all of the changes in the desire to receive that must go through a preparation on behalf of the Upper One, on behalf of the Light. It must develop by the Light, but the Light doesn't change. But it's supposedly, it's like it's being cooked inside the Light. The desire to receive is. And part of its development, its readiness, it goes through a form where it starts knowing where it is. And towards what and what for, why it's developing. But finally, even though the desire to receive goes through so many feelings that it divides into actions, into states that are changing, supposedly environmental, because it thinks that the environment isn't it, until it discovers that it's all just one vessel, until it discovers that it's all inside of the Light, the constant good and benevolent. Then, in the desire to receive, is revealed that the matter of awareness, who I am, what am I, where I am, who do I have a business with. So it turns out that altogether our life is discovering the light. States that we don't see its goal, those states are called exile, where we can't see the goal. When we start revealing it inside the desire to receive, according to the law of equivalence of form, otherwise you can't recognize it, these states are called the states of redemption, till the final redemption, till the entire light is revealed. According to the desire to receive, acquiring its qualities, and according to that, as much as it can acquire the qualities of the light, it begins to discover that actually everything it needs to do is change itself in a way that it will discover the light as good and constant. Turns out that for man in this world has to know that the entire reality is in him, in his desire to receive, that his desire to receive imagines to itself that it's in a body and it sees a lot of bodies in the world, and all of this it also sees inside itself. And all of the changes in the past, present, and future are also, they occur as time, play, and place in the desire to receive. And as much as it corrects itself, he sees that the whole term of time disappears, me and the world disappears, it all becomes one kli, inner and internal, inner and surrounding, but all becomes one desire until he discovers that there is no past, present, future, there is no me and what's outside of me, but altogether there is the desire to receive, one desire to receive in one light, in one state. That's how you discover the good and benevolent and none else besides him. That all of the changes that he went through, he discovers that they all happened inside him and outside of him, only the relation of good and benevolent, one that none else besides him exists. Yeah. That's it? Okay? It's a very good passage. Because we need to, according to what he's writing here, that's what we need to hold on to in life. And measure ourselves towards that. Towards that measure of the good and benevolent, none else besides him, and that in that is where we are. And all of the changes are in the desire to receive. And all of the feelings of time and place in the desire to receive. The division to me and the world are also the desire to receive. And everything that is different from one, it shows on my corruption for now, that which I have to correct. Until there will be one light and one kli, and they will be as one, both. Let's go to the lesson.